W Mobile.
AT Mobile.
How you doing, KN4GFW?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Did you get you some rest yesterday?
Finally, after I got a little bit of NyQuil in me.
You're feeling bad and that, but you did kick my butt.
But you fed most of them to me.
I got your one off your bucket list.
I got two on my bucket list, Alaska and New Zealand.
You about doubled over this weekend how many you had, right?
A total of 62.
I think I ended up with 54.
You had me sweating there for a while, boy.
Yeah, I was trying to gain on you there, boy. If you hadn't got as many as you did, I'd have passed you.
Yeah, I could do something with it, because I know I could do some smoking if I could use it up here. I know I could do it.
And work some of the splits and learn how to do it so that I could catch a couple, because I knew you wouldn't do them.
Not working the splits.
I was using SP-102 one time and trying to tune a transmitter out, say a receiver, and zero it, and then try to get the transmitter out fine. But you know what? I did it. Online, so I never got credit for any of them, because I didn't realize I never could send them a QSL card, so all the ones I got, I never got credit for.
Get that guy in Africa, he, right there at the last, he switched splits probably five times within an hour trying to get away from the QRM, but he just couldn't do it. And he could get five letters of my call sign, but he couldn't get that last one for nothing.
Wish I was good at Morse code. I would have said Morse code, he would have got it.
You need Morse code, right?
Yeah, sure can. See, the hard part is to get their attention. And lots of those guys got beams, so it's real hard, because if you're off the side, it's just getting DX is one of those things. It's kind of a hit and miss thing.
Yeah, the problem, the band was, man, it was, all the bands were just full up. And he was all the way in Namibia, South Africa, and he was only running 400 watts.
We're at a beam with about 10 dB, so the 400 watts isn't the issue. It's the antenna he was running, and he probably was running a beam, so chances are he had 10 or 12 dB gain antenna on top of the 400 watts, and that's what usually happens.
His noise level was like a S8 right there where he was, and he couldn't pull anybody out. It wasn't just me, it was just anybody he couldn't pull out.
We gotta make a noise canceling antenna. Like I said, HF, when the bands get opened up, you get a contest like that. That's why I don't like contests. They're actually worthless, because they jam the band so bad no one can communicate at all, and if you actually needed the frequency for something, you'd be in trouble. This morning. See, the time change messed me up. So what I did was I found if I give him just a few flakes of food when he comes in, then he'll lay down and leave me alone. I went back and charged up a couple motor starter passers and started educating him, and I haven't had to go that far, which is pretty good, because he wouldn't like that too much.
See, it took me 2 months to even hear an operator out of Mexico.
It took you 2 months to get an operator out of Mexico?
Yeah, I never heard one before, and I finally got one this weekend, but I've never heard anybody out of Mexico.
It's like California. You'll find lots of times California's a hard spot to get, too.
Five or six from Mexico.
I mean, there's on 20 meters, there's a couple of guys that they just sit and rag chew in Spanish. I gotta believe it. The way they sound, they must be in Mexico.
Call them in English for the call sign, see what they do.
get this Monday started.
That, roger that. How'd you do on the contest over the weekend?
In there, he showed me how it was done and kicked my butt for me.
Okay. Well, hopefully you still had fun.
Up 37 new countries.
Yeah, you were busy with it. Good deal. That's great.
Yeah, Ed, but he kept getting away from me. I closed the distance, though.
That kind of numbers in a weekend, that'd have you worried a little bit.
And I was within two of him. That is his 15-meter long-distance contact.
Tell us.
My bucket list, I got New Zealand thanks to Ken.
That's cool.
Him, I got Alaska, too.
Comes all around then. That's good to hear.
Oh, you go out and hurry up and get on air so you can join us. We make a race out of it. Believe me, it gets tight every now and then.
Did that.
And say is, as the old Sente said, talking to one of the Ninja Turtles, you have learned well, Grasshopper. So I tell you what, Ken really come a long way.
First splits.
Yeah, I haven't done that. Not taken the time to sit down and learn that yet, but that'd be neat to do.
Yeah, some of those spotting networks, they just tell you they're on a frequency, and then you look and you notice that it's not in your band, and you don't really pay attention, and then all of a sudden somebody else posts that he's receiving on a different frequency, and it's like, well, dang, I can do that.
Just gotta get my license to go down there because it's where the action is. Not very funny. I talked to those guys. The next Shelby Hamfest, I talked to some of the guys in the club, and they're gonna. I think we're gonna try that golf cart race with a couple of blind guys. So I think that's gonna kind of be fun. I decided I was gonna do it. I said we're not gonna do it on race cars, though, because that's too dangerous to do that. But golf carts are friendly enough and really a lot of fun. So you're gonna see something to show you. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The meter, when you want it back, I think it's gonna get it's as good as it's gonna get.
Impedance that you got?
I don't know. I didn't check that, but I mean, I got New Zealand, so I mean, that's 8,200 miles.
Just check and see what the impedance is on that band and see. Just to get an idea, so when you wind your balance, you'll know.
When I put a couple of extra connectors on there and a one-to-one on there, and the tuner, most of them on the tuner now is, 1.5 or less. There's a couple of bands that's a 2.
To that 2, which can do, and it works sometimes. And sometimes what you do is you take a small piece of coax and you just wind it up in a little coil, make like 4 or 5 loops and make a choke out of it, and sometimes it'll knock the whole problem right out. Now, Watson, you're doing those kind of contacts. You're getting in a ballpark.
On QRZ, you ever clicked on the person's call sign and then went to their page and seen some of their pictures?
Every contact I make, I do that.
They have some serious money tied up in antennas, for sure.
You know, he did. He made a homebrew 100-foot crank-up tower and homebrewed his own beam. And he said, I'll tell you what, he goes, when I cranked up that 100-foot tower by hand, he goes, I decided it was time for a winch on that one. I started laughing. I said, wow. Can you imagine a 100-foot crank-up tower, cranking that thing up by hand with one of those little boat winches? Oh, boy.
One station, he got a man tower that's 300 feet high.
I think it'd be 300 feet, but usually 100 feet. Or you could do a long periodic or something like that. with multiple polarization type of thing, you could. Well, yeah, some places you can legally do that. Around here, we can't do stuff like that because, like me, I can only go 180 feet because of the airport around. About it. Love that.
Damn, tell something good.
Done up. Just trying to get this day rolling. That's all.
I know.
Again.
Well, I know. This is my Monday, but every day is Monday for me.
I'm a little bit late. I hollered out the first time. You never hollered back.
They moved where the pickup is over in Taylor's, and it's a lot smaller, so trucks are running later now.
I changed because that thing messed me all up.
Be mobile. There he is. Good morning.
Hey, I'm going to jump out while you guys catch up. I'm rolling up to work. 7-3s, everybody. We'll catch you later. KK4VOT.
7-3. Have a good one.
You guys know where I wonder if you can rent a TIG welder for a day.
I would think you could at one of these equipment rental places.
I really need one. I wish I didn't sell mine. I had old Miller. But I watched that stupid NASCAR race. What a joke.
Shenandoah Valley.
It's really pretty up there. Went to Thomas Jefferson's home. Did a tour there. And went out into the parkway and I set up. And I did make a couple of contacts. One of them was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, I mean, it was as clear as day. That was pretty good. But, yeah, we had a good time. That's about the only time I really got to set up my radio. Of all the cabins we stayed in, it didn't have a tree around it. All them other cabins had trees all over the place. So I was struggling really for a place to set up that antenna anyway.
Man, it'd been a good weekend to be on the air for sure. Ed knocked a couple off his bucket list.
It's Friday, so I was home for the weekend.
Find a little cabin we can run radio. I mean, I've never had a fiber or a portal. See, that's kind of fun to do that when you can.
Was it QST magazine? In the back, there's ads you can rent. You can rent houses and that at the beach that already have the radios in them. On that, where the advertisements are and everything, if you read down through there, there's some rentals that have antennas and radios already in them. Almost caught Ed for how many countries each one of us have, but he kept getting away from me.
Tearing the place up with that machine he's got.
Kick it, though.
Well, doing that, then he was probably staying out of trouble.
But the sonar, too, has changed around. It's pretty good. I have a feeling the next couple weeks should be pretty good. You might be getting pretty well, pretty good for the next couple weeks.
Good. I just said he had me sweating there several times. He got within two of me.
Well, he camped out in front of that radio.
7 countries this weekend.
Pretty darn good.
Pull out all the stops. I had to work split because I knew he wouldn't be working those stations.
Class license. I really gotta get serious about doing that so we can all have some fun down there.
I figured out on split, you can't, you know how you,
when you're not running split, you can listen to the operator and you can kind of figure out his pattern. And you can't figure out any pattern when he's running split.
Well, I've tried it a couple times. I just never did like it.
Every time that way. And that, but you can hear a lot of people that didn't realize he was running split also.
You don't tell it.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking they were going to be split, you know, 5 or 10 or something. Man, they were split, you know, 200.
If that was one of the multipliers.
That stations call out and say they got multipliers, but I didn't. I think it lists the multiplier stations. I didn't, look at all the details about it. I did have to relook at the details to understand that they were, you know, they were telling you how much wattage they were running, but I didn't understand exactly where you would write that down at.
Save yours under the contest.
He pulled down for the contest and at the International DX phone. And that's, I listed them all there, but I didn't see an option for their power.
Unless you put it in the comments. Mike, you familiar with that?
Never have fooled with any of that yet.
As those stations were working people, I wouldn't even come close to standing a chance. I mean, they were working 4 or 5 people a minute. And they must be steady on the keyboard and that with a headset and with a mic and a foot switch.
Okay, you sound like you got a cold.
One, my great-granddaughter gave it to me.
It keeps on giving.
About it, everybody in the house has had it now.
I'm Robert.
I can't.
No, I haven't heard him today. Usually he's on, though. But, Mill, so I'll tell you guys, 73. Hope you guys have a awesome day. Only non-rainy day this week, I guess, it looks like. So you guys have a good one. KN4TFW.
Have a good day. Have a safe day. And hopefully we will catch you later. Maybe later this afternoon. KK4NXC.
Pretty good radio weekend.
And I'm on 21.
Keep this transmitter. KI4MLN.
Good this morning, Al.
I gotta fix this. I gotta get my computer working. I told Russell Brown I gotta have a computer because you can't even make radio contacts on amateur radio on a computer. And with a computer, I'd love to be able to study for actual tests. And while I'm not doing nothing all day, while I'm getting better, I can study all day.
Antenna squared away.
I have to sit down. We gotta figure out how we're gonna build it. I gotta first make sure the transmitter is all right. I haven't gotten that far yet. Well, I mean, I don't know what the issue, program issue I've got is. Look at this play and play around with programming this thing and see if it just locked it out. Hopefully that's what it did. I gotta build me another watt meter, but that's all right. We'll figure something out. I saw an ancient design they used to use years ago with chips with a, well, work. But I've got to redesign this thing.
A little white noise coming in.
Did I call it a problem? Now, which I just can't see to get any help with it to get it done.
AP, I'm back. Out with my grandboy.
Call for them.
Way to work. He won't see what time grandma woke up so she could fix him an egg sandwich.
Oh, man. That's funny.
5 in the morning, I think.
Tell you, I got a great-grandson on the way.
How's that news?
About 2
congratulations, man.
They're going to name him Nathaniel Lane.
Where'd you get that name?
Well, it's his daddy's middle name, and Lane is after Lane Frost, the PBR bull rider.
That's pretty cool.
You can tell we're a bunch of bull rider rodeo freaks. Be for ID. The weather's going to start getting warm, Mike. We need to start picking out spots on the creek. Monday. I don't have to put up with any inserts and stuff on Monday. And most of the time on Tuesday, I don't either. Now, when Wednesday hits, that's a horse of another color.
Any paper days, ain't it?
Sunday. Paper on Wednesday to get the sales papers, and they buy the paper on Sunday to get the coupons to go buy the sales papers.
Mobile, and you know, I had company, so I didn't want to eat up too much of their time doing that. But once we got out on the parkway, they went hiking, and I stayed out on the radio right there in the car. That worked out really good.
Set me up a radio for going out in the park and seeing what I can come up with. Apparently it's a lot of fun because there's a lot of people do it.
No, it's a blast, man. I really enjoyed that. And it was doggone cold outside. But I had the sun coming into the car and my coax running into one of the car door jams. And I'd open up that sunroof on my wife's car so the sun would shine in there. And it got a little toasty. I'd actually open the door to let some cool air in.
Free heat. They'll let us do it up there at Table Rock.
Man, I need to ask my wife about that.
We'll talk and set everything up. We can probably talk to herself. You get out on the radio.
I got to Charlotte, North Carolina. I talked to some guys there. One of the guys, he's actually from New York. He was just down there visiting. And I had, those were just some super clear conversations. I mean, just like you sitting in the car with them.
MP for ID. I've noticed here lately, most of my contacts, the one that are the strongest and clearest, has been up and down the East Coast.
And get some rest. KK4NXE, I'm going to have to be clear on your phone.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it in, and I had just pulled up in my driveway as well. So you have a good one, and hopefully catch you on down the log. And I'll keep my ears open this afternoon in case you throw that antenna back up. So 7-3s, my friend. Have a good day, KM4NAP clear.
Now, 4 million clear. Hope you heard me that time. I just want to make sure he's wanting to sign out of here. I know my signal was so bad before. 73s, guys. Catch you in the lawn.